Still assessing the ag damage. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We think that there are probably 40 at the lowest point that we're going to receive reports from, but we have to wait till those local emergency boards meet and come forward with their minutes. I suspect there will be a lot of that going on this week.
Farm Service Agency State Executive Director Gene Davidson speaking yesterday as the USDA's State Emergency Board met in Nashville to discuss the progress of reports in the aftermath of the historic flood from a week ago. And again, unlike the presidential declaration that's already in place for many of the affected counties, the Ag Disaster Declaration for each county has to show at least a 30% crop loss before being considered by Washington.
We compile all of those reports. Then at that point, we submit them to the governor. The governor then takes those qualified counties that would qualify for assistance and submits them to the Secretary of Agriculture. And from that point on, then the process starts to try to help people.
And the reports are still being compiled by each county's emergency committee. Tennessee Commissioner of Agriculture Ken Givens is a member of USDA's State Emergency Board, and he toured several flood-damaged West Tennessee counties last week.
I think the jury's still out on how much the damage is or what the potential damage might be. We are optimistic. We hope that we can get paid for the damages we've incurred. We hope farmers can get back in the field, but you know, only time will tell.
And Givens encourages farmers to report their losses to their nearest USDA Farm Service Center, where those disaster reports can be more inclusive. He also reiterated not only the damage that farmers incurred from the floods, but the railway system in West Tennessee that farmers and many other businesses depend on has suffered severe ruptures in many areas and could be shut down for months. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.